Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food at SaverLife.com, and looking forward to pickup tomorrow of food I ordered from Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen. And they've been around for a couple years now and just moved in the last couple weeks to a new location, 777 Culver Road, which is right across from East High School and Lorraine's Food Factory, also located there. Tomorrow is the first pickup from that location. It's a service that delivers, or you can pick it up, the food. You order by Wednesday at midnight, 11:59, and then pickup is that following Sunday. So I ordered this past Wednesday. I'll pick it up tomorrow. Ryan Jennings is their chef for Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen, one of the really fine chefs in Rochester for many years, and creating vegan menus each week. And this delicious options, by the way. I've had quite a few of them in the past, and looking forward to trying some of the new ones that he's created. You can sign up for sort of a subscription service. You can just do it a la carte. They have a weight loss program and nutrition counseling. They have quite a bit of support systems for this, and there are, I talked about this more probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, about people who were choosing to use a vegan lifestyle rather than diet, but a lifestyle to improve their heart health, lower their weight, lower their cholesterol, lower their blood pressure. And I had already kind of been on that kind of lifestyle. We've gone kind of back and forth, vegan, vegetarian. Occasionally, I eat meat, especially special events and things. But the options for eating vegan have grown. I think there's more interest in it. There's more people doing this. There's many books and documentaries like Forks Over Knives, and actually a local doctor has been, he and his father have been instrumental in the growth of this. That's Thomas Campbell. He and his father wrote the China Study. Ted and Carol Barnett, who for years ran the Vegetarian Society, that organization changed its name to the Vegan Society quite a few years ago now, and they have launched Rochester Lifestyle Medicine, which is a medical practice. He's a doctor, I think family physician, and they decided to set up a practice that kind of focused on using what you eat to help control and improve medical conditions. I don't want to speak for him, but my guess is that he still uses lots of traditional medical practices, but rather than first going to pills or surgery, let's try to use what you eat as a way to change and improve your health. There's lots of fascinating research about this. I've seen a number of people posting Meatless Mondays. There are lots of ways to kind of explore what's available in vegan options, and people do that for many different reasons, not just health. Maybe, you know, they're concerned about animal welfare, you know, and just many reasons people might switch to a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. But Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen is a cool option to experiment, to give you some ideas on what to cook yourself, maybe, and see, you know, if you're in a household where several people or maybe just one want to have a vegan diet or switch to a vegan lifestyle, then, you know, some of these dishes I think will appeal to people who are omnivores, eat everything. That really is, I think, what has changed in to a great degree in the last 10 years, that vegan food is delicious. Chefs are doing some amazing things with it. So a Sweet Pea is just a great local example. So on their menu for ordering this by this Wednesday, it'll be picked up a week from tomorrow. So they release these menus a week in advance. They have like eight kind of entrees, a couple soups. They each week seem to have a hummus. This week, olive hummus. There's a banana bread muffins, and there are granola bars, several cookie options. And again, these are all vegan, so you can eat the cookie dough. But the entree options this week, there's the chef's specials, cauliflower cacciatore with creamy risotto. There's also a black bean Buddha bowl with ginger dressing, and a barbecued jackfruit with black-eyed peas and greens, cornbread, and cabbage slaw. And jackfruit is a fruit which has somewhat the texture of pulled pork, and is often used as a kind of a vegan substitute for meat. And then those are the specials this week. The regular menu also changes, but not necessarily every week. There's spicy queso mac and cheese, mushroom black bean burger, mushroom marsala, masaman curry, Mexican jackfruit stew with hominy. The soups are minestrone and split pea. So quite a few options. And, you know, the it's been a little while since I've ordered from Sweet Pea, and I'm looking forward to having some dishes tomorrow, and I'll update you on that next week. This is not a case where I get free food for talking about them. I ordered just like anyone else would, and in general, I actually don't get free food from restaurants or bakeries or wherever, and especially, it seems it would be crazy to ask that of a place right now with how, you know, all businesses are struggling to survive in this economy. But in the past, you know, I would get tickets to food events sometimes in exchange for promoting them, but I don't get free food, even, you know, from my sponsors, from restaurants, etc. When I talk about it, it's because I want to talk about them, which is one of the reasons I don't take free food and have to talk about them. Because if I don't like it, then I'm in a bind. So I just pay for it. And, you know, this is a Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen was not created to be an alternative for the pandemic. This has been around for a few years. It always was a delivery or pickup option. They have expanded their delivery to between Canandaigua and Buffalo. So they've expanded quite a bit over the last couple of years. And they are, I think, maybe hoping at some point to have some but for now, you still need to order by 11:59 on Wednesday, and pickup then is on Sunday. So, or you can have it delivered. And I think it's $7 delivery generally in Rochester, which, you know, if you don't want to go out here and during the winter, maybe that delivery is a pretty cool idea. So looking forward to again, trying these. I've been getting some prepared foods that are fresh and some that are frozen from Susan Plunkett's Fabulous Foods. Niblock is carrying those. And so Fabulous Foods has been catering for decades, actually quite a few decades. And I think she was catering when I was a student at the University of Rochester in 1982, which was a long time ago. And or at some point in that range, I don't remember which year, but I remember seeing the Fabulous Foods trucks and her catering, and still doing that. I think Susan Plunkett is in her 80s and is a pretty amazing story. But what I've discovered in the, this is just as of a couple months ago that she started offering her prepared foods at Niblock, which opened their new store in the Genesee Regional Market. I discovered that you can get, I just got it's maybe sold as a single serving. I'm not actually sure how many it's intended to serve, but it's a small, I don't know, pint size container was of her vegetarian chili. And I've gotten several other dishes, and they're wonderful. They're low on salt. She doesn't seem to use a lot of salt, which is unusual in the prepared foods world, either box soups or canned soups or prepared soups like hers. And they're also very intense. So personally, I like to stretch it with some corn, you know, right now using frozen corn, or sweet potatoes or regular potatoes or peas or but other vegetables. And, you know, that one container, which I forget whether it was $6 or $8, ended up as a lunch for four, which seemed like a great bargain to me. And I put some rice on it also with it. And and again, when you're picking up prepared foods in general, they're known to be more expensive generally than cooking yourself. But there, in some cases, the quantities are bigger than you would normally eat, and there may be ways to stretch them, and in this case, make it even better for my taste, with even more vegetables. And it ends up being pretty inexpensive, you know, basically a couple dollars per person. For lunch, literally like $2 or less. Maybe it was $2 per person with including the extra vegetables that I added. So take a look at some of the prepared food options around. You know, the big grocery stores have been doing this for a long time, but there are some other really interesting options, not just takeout from restaurants, but also some of these businesses like Fabulous Foods and Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen, which offer food for that you can either order in advance or, in this case, Fabulous Foods pick up at knee block. So if you run into dishes that you especially like along these lines, or get some takeout food from restaurants that you really love, or get especially good service, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and I would love to hear about them. Judging by the numbers, the infection rates and things, we're going to be in this situation for a little while before the vaccine rates go up enough to start to reopen things. So, you know, when you get takeout from a restaurant, I've said this many times before, get some extra dishes to put in the freezer, maybe to share with a neighbor or something. Maybe someone who helped you out. And that way, you know, you're going to the restaurant perhaps, or having the food delivered, and you know, the cost of the delivery is the same whether you get, or I think generally the same, whether you get six entrees or one. And certainly the risk of going to pick it up at a restaurant is the same whether you're getting, you know, four entrees or just two. So get some extra. It will help the restaurant. Maybe plan which day to do that. Restaurants tend to get more business on Fridays and Saturdays. And so maybe target Tuesdays or Wednesdays, days that the restaurants aren't as busy. And try and give them some advance notice if you're going to get, you know, six or eight entrees potentially, or maybe, you know, several servings of soup or sides or other things that you want to freeze. You know, give them a day's notice, and that just makes things a little bit easier for them and planning wise. And you know, that doesn't really make that much difference to you whether you order it a day before or not. And so let me know what you get. If you run into some really delicious food, please, you don't have to send me a photo, although photos are great. Send me a note about it, and I can tell our listeners what's delicious. I'll be looking for more mushroom dishes. In fact, that's one of the reasons I ordered several from Sweet Pea Plant-Based Kitchen. And going to be posting about some of the mushroom dishes that I run into in our area. So especially if you have a favorite mushroom dish that a local restaurant does, let me know what it is. Michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes. And then tomorrow, 9 a.m., it's the Grapevine here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.